All right, we're going to do credit pies here. We got a packed show. We're at Maryland supporting this blood drive. Abbott and the Big Ten have come together to try to there's a blood shortage in the United States. Let's try to fix it, folks. You can come through, see us at College Park, or you can just go to any Abbott place and figure it out that way. Check out the website. But there's a blood shortage. We all got blood. Give some. Maybe we'll figure it out.
Maryland and the Big Ten trying to get it done.
That's right. I got a text from Jeff asking if he can go first for credit pie. How do you feel about that?
Yes, let him go.
All right, Jeffrey, you're up.
He's going to interrupt anyway.
All right, so my credit pie, I'm going to go 60% to the defense.
Yes.
So the defense held our offense. We could only score, well, granted, they took two of our touchdowns back, but we could only score field goals, and our defense did a great job of keeping, even though they gave up some big plays, they did a great job keeping us in the game, even though that last touchdown. So that was 60. Then I'm going to go 30% to Jaden Daniels because, my God. I'm going to go 20% to Jaden Daniels because to throw that ball that beautiful on the line, it was amazing. So that's 80. Then I'm going to go 10% to the football gods because, oh, my gosh, how did the ball get tipped perfectly? Like, it didn't go to the left. It didn't go to the right. It tipped directly into Noah Brown's chest. Then I want to give 5% to, what is his name, Tyreek Stevenson.
Yeah, shout out to Stevenson.
5% to him. I'm going to make my credit pie 101% because I got
to go.
I got to give 6% to Shane Peacher. Shane Peacher is the fan that Tyreek Stevenson was telling to go to bleep home last night as the play got snapped. Fans, we are a part of these wins too. But Shane, shout out to you, bruh. That's
shout
how you
out
rep
to Shane
it hard
Peacher.
Or don't rep it at all.
Oh, you know who I was, speaking of good fans, you know who I met yesterday was Rusty in Delaware.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, he's cool as hell.
Rusty's cool. Rusty's cool.
I like that one, Jeff. That was strong, buddy. I think you're also a good – I can tell you have good biblical roots by tithing 10% to the football gods. Smart man. Keep them on our side.
And also, JP, hold on. Shout out to my man Brian Pico, too. He bought me a plate to where I was DJing at yesterday. He bought me a plate and a nice beer on National Beer Day. Shout out to him.
How was the DJing? How was the party? I saw you posted a really weird video of a guy dressed as Spider-Man trying to dance with a lady.
It was crazy. I had Spider-Man and Wonder Woman outside dancing. the people were lit. The best experience about yesterday, JP, the lines were packed at 2 o'clock, right, to get into the stadium. When the news broke about Jaden Daniels playing, I had I looked on my phone because, you know, your phone act weird around the stadium.
My phone was whack all day.
So I looked and I seen Jaden Daniels was playing. So I just stopped the music. I said, yo, I got good news. Jaden Daniels is playing. Dude, it wasn't even a stadium because we was outside. The parking lot erupted, dude. It was so crazy. I'm glad yesterday happened like it happened.
Jeff, if I've taught you nothing, you got to break in, stop the music, hit him with breaking news on the fan. Brandon Coleman is inactive. And just see how it goes.
You might get shot. Don't do that. Don't do that.
The atmosphere in there was electric, dude.
It was.
And having that 425, that's a really good slot because it's not so late, you know what I mean? But you still get all the big game energy. You know, it's dark by the second quarter, it seemed, especially in the stadium where once the sun gets below a certain point, it's getting dark anyway. B, what's your credit pie look like?
I'm like Jeff. I'm going to give the defense most of it, so I'll go 60%.
But can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Defensively, they were really freaking awesome right until they weren't when they had to win the game.
Yeah, but
Bears had two game-winning drives. They just handed it to a tackle.
Yeah, they handed it to a tackle, and that tackle could have – somebody else could have recovered it, but we recovered it, right? So I just think ultimately, but you got to realize though, Jay, they won the field. They had to go out there a lot to make sure they keep holding them up. So the defense deserved most of the credit yesterday. I go with Jaden, and I give Jaden 20% for gutting through it. I'm going to give the dude Tyreek a lot more than I'm giving him 30% because he not only didn't pay attention.
He tapped it.
He ran over and tipped the ball right to our guy. But no, let's back it up a little bit. He don't get all that. That would be what? That'd be 30% for him? No, I don't need. No, that'd be 80% for him. No, 20%. I got to get a fan some, too. The fans were into
fans
that
were
game
awesome.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
To hell with Tyreek. He ain't getting no damn credit. They giving out a blame pie in Chicago, and they give him 100% of it.
For sure.
I'm giving 20% to the fans. Thank y'all.
I thought the fans were awesome early in this game. They had a bunch of procedural stuff. Caleb looked uncomfortable all day. I thought the D-line was really good.
He was off yesterday, bro.
Johnny Newton was fantastic. Dan Quinn has talked about this, and it's funny because I'm curious if you agree with this. We kind of live in a golden age of defensive tackle play where you're able to go from Aaron Donald to Chris Jones to now what Dexter Lawrence is doing for the Giants is pretty damn unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And in turn, I think when you have these DTs, these interior defensive players that are able to post crazy big numbers, it kind of changes maybe our appreciation of what more traditional defensive tackle play is. Fedarian Mathis, and Dan Quinn's talked about this a lot, Fedarian Mathis has been really good. And as you see Wagner and Luvu and even Chin in like a quasi-hybrid linebacker, Chin's role is kind of reminiscent of when they had Landon Collins in that Buffalo nickel role.
Yeah.
But like what Mathis is doing to create space for those dudes shouldn't go unaccounted for either.
Oh, no.
He's been really good. But Newton last night
has been real good, too,
you
brother.
Saw, like, okay, that's the dude they were talking about.
Yeah.
That's the dude that won Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. How often in the Big Ten is the Player of the Year, either offense or defense, not coming from Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State?
Yeah. It's normally them all the time.
Right. I guess it's one of those. I mean, I could be wrong, but if I had to guess, I imagine those are the majority. I do want to give the great Landini an opportunity. Landfill, what stood out for you last night? What's your credit pie look like?
My credit pie goes to Tyreek Stevens. I'm giving him 100%.
All of it?
all of it.
It was so fitting, though.
He tapped the ball right to Noah Brown.
Bro. When they scored there, Caleb, he turned and flexed to the sideline and stuff. And then the kid Tyreek did his little thing, that was the most fitting ending of all.
When totally. The Bears scored that touchdown, it was like a top 10 most distraught I've ever been. They completely choked the game away. It was going to be a devastating loss. And then that Hail Mary was perfect. And all credit goes to the Bears on that one.
They couldn't
have possibly screwed that up anymore.
It's true. So let's try to be honest about this. In the post Jack Kent Cook world, when everything sucked, I mean everything pretty much fell apart. Right? You had one playoff win, Gibbs' team down in Tampa in I think that was 2006.
Mm-hmm.
You had the RG3 run to the playoffs. You had the Kirk run to the playoffs. You had the Heinicke COVID run to the playoffs. I think you can make a real argument of all that. That's not to say that Week 17, 2012 wasn't incredible. Do you like that game? Wasn't incredible. Heinicke diving for the pylon, even though they lost that game, wasn't incredible. And the stadium was empty. What a weird time of life that was. But I think you can argue in the last 25 years, no singular moment, no individual moment is better than last night.
No. I haven't seen one.
The RG3 75-yard run against the Vikes was electrifying, but it didn't win the game. That was a walk-off win. You don't get those very often. Mm-hmm. Have you? I meant to ask you this earlier. Have you ever been part of one of those?
No.
A walk-off Hail Mary?
No.
You played 14 years plus another four of college.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, probably since you were in sixth grade or something.
I've never seen one like that. I mean, it wasn't a Hail Mary, scored and went for a two-point conversion, but that last night was special. You have 2 seconds. You're basically saying there's no chance.
Bro, when he was rolling right and then broke it back left, when Allegretti laid that dude out, I wondered if Jaden was going to try to take off because he had so much space.
Yeah, but you got to score.
I know. I thought maybe he would try to take off and then they'd try some lateral craziness. You know what I mean? I'm clearly glad he didn't. But, like, in the moment, you don't know what's going to happen. Jeff, you're a young man. You're getting older. I think it starts with a three now, but you're still the youngest of the four of us. Is that – where does that moment rank for you, dude?
What, the Hail Mary?
Last night's game, yes, how they won it.
That is number one, JP. Look, I think the last Hail Mary I've seen, like, watching the actual football game, didn't the Broncos score on us with that? I've never seen that happen for the Rams.
The Broncos scored last year, week two, but they didn't get the two-pointer, if I recall correctly. I was in the end zone when they caught that. That was
crazy.
Yeah,
dude, it was insane. And JP, so I had left the stadium early.
What?
Yes.
You left?
Oh, yeah, he did say he was leaving because he had to get to the club.
Yeah, I had to cover for someone last night at the club after the game. So I went home. I dropped my equipment.
Nope. All right, pause real quick because Jeff had to leave early. Jeff texts the group thread. So we're in College Park. Jeff loves remotes
all the time.
And on a college campus with the people that walk around college campuses.
Yeah.
No chance on earth Jeff doesn't want to be at this remote. And this morning he's like, oh, Landfill, I heard you might not have somebody to help you in
studio.
Yeah,
he was giving a damn about Landfill.
I was quite suspicious of that already. My spidey senses were way up. Jeff is tired as hell and didn't feel like driving to College Park.
Hold on.
That is what happened.
JP, that is not true. I'm actually wired. I've been up since like 5:30 this morning looking at this play over again. I got my helmet. I got my gloves. I got my jersey on. I'm ready to go. And in my defense, Landfill can vouch for me. We talked about this last week about me coming in because we didn't know because Heavy Metal had texted me and asked me when I was coming through.
Nobody cares inside baseball.
Then don't,
Here's what matters. An Olympian just walked in to the blood drive. Dominique Dawes is here. Very cool. We're getting a ton. I can't believe Jeff left that game early. We're going to talk about that forever. I just got this tweet from Ron, and this is fair. We've got to give some credit to the coaching staff on this thing because they run these tip passes drills. They run these end-of-game scenarios all the time, and I think that stuff really matters. And I think there's also this level of belief in the organization until things are over. It's not over. And I think that comes, you know, both with Jaden Daniels and with Dan Quinn and with Cliff Kingsbury. I thought offensively the game plan was really good. They tried to protect Jaden.
Yeah.
He tried to protect himself. My credit pie, I think
there was a part owner of the Falcons, JP.
Sure. I knew her as Dominique Dawes, gold medalist.
She is part owner.
I know. I remember you told me that. Yeah. And she's here to support the blood drive.
Yes,
teams.
Yes.
Very cool. A lot of people are coming, as they should, help the blood drive. I think defensively you're right. They played really well. I don't know. The Bears are a unique organization. The DeAndre Swift run was just bad tackling and a missed call. I think the refs were really, really bad last night. Unfortunately, they were right on the two huge calls that swung the game, but bad throughout.
What was
the Cosme illegal man downfield? He was way down. Like I almost think he didn't realize it was an RPO or something. Like he just went. He was on the second level.
But what killed me was,
and then the BSJ, dude. You got to just tighten up those hands.
Yeah,
it's at the goal line.
The thing I don't like is when they made the call last night when they were offsides. And had 12, and they called a false start on us. I always thought if somebody's across the ball and you snap it or you move, right. Dumb is on them. He was behind our line.
Well, and how about on the game on when Chicago took the lead on their touchdown, the ref is talking. He is talking to the PA announcer saying, reset the game clock to 25 seconds, and they snapped the ball.
Yeah.
Like, the ref was speaking. I've never seen that. Usually you have to blow the play live, right? Like, blow the action live. They were awful throughout, and it was annoying.